Welcome to Doctors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we are going, I'm already here, Los Angeles, California, to speak with Bruce Clifford. He's an actor, producer, and a stunt person. But first, if everybody can just go to actors2020podcast.com in the upper right-hand corner where it's orange and it says join. If you could just click that, use your Facebook or your email and become a follower there and click on following. Go to each individual podcast that you like and leave a comment. If you're the person I'm interviewing, please go to your own podcast and leave a comment. You can also like, share, embed, and do all that great stuff right there on actors2020podcast.com. Now, back to Bruce. He's out here in Los Angeles living the dream as an actor producer. How did that happen? Well, why don't we just get him on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Bruce, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hey, Johnny, I'm doing well. How are you, bud?
Wow, so you're out in Los Angeles living the life as an actor, living your dream.
Of course I am, yes.
So how does one do that? Do they just start performing at 9, grow up in Philadelphia, get some education, move to New Jersey, and then just come to LA, or is that right?
Started for me, I was actually didn't do my first acting class until I was in college, actually.
Wow.
I was always the person in high school kind of jealous of the people who could get up on stage, perform in musicals and perform in the stage plays. And it really didn't hit me until college, my second semester of college, that I wanted to try something different. I remember specifically where I was. I was in the first semester of my college, and I remember I took a day off from classes because graphic design was my major. So I was taking a bunch of art classes.
Wow.
And I really wasn't vibing with that. I took a day off from classes, and I think I went to the beach in New Jersey. I just thought about what I wanted to do. And that night I came home and I kind of was in my car and I got out of my car and I looked up at the stars. I was like, what do I want to try? And one of my favorite shows at the time was Scrubs.
I love that show.
So I was like, man, if I could do that, that'd be awesome. So yeah. From there, I talked to my family. I was like, I really want to try this. So the next semester I took my first acting class and I've been doing ever since.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. I love that show.
Yeah.
So looks are like really important when it comes to taking headshots, and people grab stuff out of their closet and they just try to figure it out. Looks like you had a plan going in with your headshots. What made that decision? What's the thinking process behind what you wore in each of those photos?
I actually had a lot of help from the headshot photographer I used. She's awesome. Her name is Vani Poyer. She's a great for commercial headshots, really bright colors. What I did, I sent her some options and she said, just bring some colors, we'll mix and match them together. So what we did, we kind of created these looks of things that based what she saw in me as her impression,
right,
of what she thought I'd be going in for. So we did one of like a stoic military person, one is like a stoic detective, and then the other as like starting to get like young dad a lot now.
Yeah.
So one is like a young barbecue dad, someone at a barbecue, something like that. The one that's my favorite, it's like a purple V-neck sweater, which
right,
that's kind of like, you know, it can be a couple things. It can be like a young intern or like kind of like a tech person or young business associate, something like that. Kind of a brighter commercial style, which I really love. And
yeah,
she had a lot of input on that, so which I really appreciated.
Wow, that's very lucky. So definitely worth paying that the money. I'm sure it wasn't free. You get what you pay for.
Exactly.
And you did great, because a lot of people, they will always tell you, watch commercials, watch television shows. What are they wearing? That's what you need to wear in your headshot shooting. And I can tell a lot of detail, not only went in behind it, and she's also a great photographer. So kudos. Anyone go to his website, bruceclifford.com, click on gallery. That's an example, in my opinion, what a headshot should look like. It's amazing. I love them.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So Internet Movie Database, you've done a lot of shorts and you have a lot of credits. You've been hustling, huh?
I'm doing the best I can.
But I wanted to ask you about, well, you played the tow operator on The Burden of My Company. You gave a special thanks. What was the special thanks for?
The special thanks was actually the director, because I helped him. I donated to his project. Actually, this was when I was living in Pennsylvania at the time. And this was a friend I met in Pennsylvania, and he had made the move to LA and he was shooting his own independent film. And he had called me. He's like, hey, do you want to be a voiceover role for my film? I was like, sure. Because, you know, I was in Pennsylvania. I think he eventually did like an Indiegogo or Kickstarter. And I think I might have donated, and I did that short little voiceover for him.
Uh-huh.
So I think that was like where the special thanks came from.
So on that Project Knee where you played Lars, it says you did some stunt work. Was that stunt for your own character?
Yes, it was. So there was actually two stunt people on the set who were characters in the short film. And they walked us through this extensive scene towards the end of the short film that was a big battle between my character, who was like kind of an angel-like character,
mm-hmm,
and their characters were kind of demon-like characters. We went to a gym a couple days before that and just practiced this fight sequence, which was really really cool because it was like fast paced. They had experience working on feature films, doing stunt work up and down the East Coast. And we came together, we did the thing in this, it was a parkour gym, and we practiced the fight choreography. And it was so fun because I love being active and I love that experience. I have this skateboard. So we used the skateboard along with the stunt thing because it was just something I had with me at the time. We're like, let's implement that. So it was really fun to be a part of that, implement something of my own doing to kind of feel like I had a role in help creating. It was a really fun experience to be active with those guys.
Would that be something that you would be interested in? Let's say Ryan Reynolds calls and say, hey, I need a stunt guy. Would you be up for that?
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
That'd be great. Like Ryan Reynolds does the scene. Reynolds out, Clifford in, and punch.
Exactly. I'll be Deadpool. I'll be one of the guys in the Deadpool suit.
Hey, a lot of people, when you go to try to get an email, it's like, oh, it's already taken. Someone's already got my name. So they put numbers in there. So does the number 16 mean anything to you when you created your email account?
Yeah, 16 is one of my lucky numbers. It's also my birthday, November 16th. 16, I love roulette, so I seem to always win on 16. I seem to always win.
Yeah, roulette, that's a weird game. I try it when I go by. One time I did hit it, 36 to 1. Okay, I'm out. I'm leaving the table now.
Oh, yeah. I love playing the middle. I don't play the colors. I play the numbers. I love the numbers.
Yeah, that's great. Dirty Laundry. If you look at it, I'm like, first I saw Dirty Laundry, and then I looked at your credit, and it said, ass producer. I'm like, ass? Associate producer. I didn't have my glasses on. I thought it was a different kind of movie there first.
I was just producing my ass on that one. That's all.
That's great.
My ass is insured. I got to produce it really good.
That's great. So what did you do as associate producer?
A little backstory with Dirty Laundry. So I moved out here in 2016. Mm-hmm. Around the end of 2016, I had this kind of idea because we had to do our laundry at a laundromat. I had this idea while doing laundry one time. I was like, why don't we try to do a show about these two guys in the laundromat who are just kind of like opposites. And this is kind of their therapy. They come together once a week and while they're doing laundry and they talk about their problems. I went home to my roommates and I was like, hey guys, what do you think about this show? They loved the idea. So we found a writer to help us out with the ideas, one of my roommates' friends who we went to school with. So we banged out 6-7 episodes of this web series that we were so excited about. The cool thing was we got to shoot at the laundromat for free. We just had to like sign like a paper for the owner. He was super nice, super chill. Over the course of about a year and a half, 2 years, we went back and forth on shooting because we shot the pilot and we were like, we don't like it. So we gathered each other's foundation and came back and like cut that episode. So we shot another pilot and we felt really good about it. We shot 3 episodes. We did a Kickstarter for it. We raised a good amount of money, which we were super proud of, so we could finish the season. So we have a total of 6 episodes and we're super proud of it because all of our hats got thrown in the ring. We became directors. Mm-hmm. We became producers. We became actors. We learned how to network a little bit with people we wanted to edit with. We had a casting session, which is super cool to be on the other side of the table.
Yes.
You probably know being an actor and being on the other side of the table and so casting for something. Super cool experience. It's humbling.
Sounds like more of an associate producer to me.
Yes, not an ass producer.
Did you kind of get like a little high off of it, the producing aspect, putting it together?
You know what? Yes, definitely did, because it feels like you're in total control of what happens. And
yeah,
especially since it was 3 of us. It was basically our show to decide what we're going to do with it. Especially Dante, my roommate, he was the lead producer and he's so good at it. He put everything together. I say associate producer just because some of my funds went in and we set up the casting. But Dante, he would do the food. He would prioritize the schedule. He would call all the owners of the places we needed. He was incredible. So
it's a lot.
It felt like we had total power and it was definitely a high, like you said.
Yeah, that's great. And then when you have momentum, stuff just keeps kind of happening. It's beautiful because when I did it, I was like, wow, man, I kind of dig this producing almost better like than the acting. But you guys did it the right way, having 3 people take the responsibility, because if I'm directing, I'm going to suffer as an actor because I'm directing. I can't do both. And I step into a scene with all these amazing actors and I felt less than. I was like, man, this sucks. So having all you guys doing it together, it's like, okay, yeah, I can act. Okay, yeah, I can do this. And I think it was probably a little better because the pressure wasn't just on one person. Too many hats is what I was told.
Exactly. And there's something about having the people you love around you and just collaborating in that way. It's such a freeing experience. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going in cold, not knowing someone, going on set and just saying a few lines and leaving. It's like you're creating something from scratch with the people you love around you. There's something about it that you'll never get anywhere else. It's just like a one of those experiences where it's like, it is like a high. You want to do it again. You want to keep creating.
That's great. I know you're chasing the high, like the standing ovation or something. So, and after getting into the business today, pick it up next year, 2021, everything's back. Everybody's working. It's all back to normal. What's your advice to them?
My advice would to primarily just keep creating your own things. Keep being imaginative yourself. Keep reaching out to people. There's nothing wrong with doing phone calls. I keep hearing this great quote, Steve Jobs quote, saying that something like, you won't live your best life until you learn how to speak on the phone. I feel like a lot of us have come to terms with primarily doing social media, but we can advance so much just by picking up the phone and calling people and asking if they need a hand or asking anything like that. But I think it just comes down to keep creating, keep going in class, keep stretching the creative imagination that we have.
That's true. I like that advice. Going online, where would be the best place for someone to find more information about you?
Probably my social media pages. I'm at Bruce Clifford. Clifford _ on Instagram. My life's on there. I tend to take some time off from time to time just to not get too connected to being online and connecting more to nature and stuff like that. My website, BruceClifford.com, and then IMDb on there. Some updates go on there every now and then. So yeah, those are the top sources for me.
So wrapping up, was there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I just want to thank you for this amazing opportunity.
Thank you for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Actor, model, BruceClifford.com. BruceClifford. BruceClifford.com. You see, he came to Hollywood. He's living his dream. Dreams do come true if you have one. And wherever you're listening to Actors 2020 podcast, leave us a like, a share, a review, a comment would be amazing. And remember, right there on our website, actors2020podcast.com, upper right-hand corner where you join, click on that with your Facebook, email, and just sign up. That way you can follow, like, share, download, and embed and comment right there on our page. We would certainly appreciate that. Coming up next, we have a few newbies.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Our time for the lesson. Bye-bye. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called the lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform you, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, finally.
final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.